Good morning. Welcome to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Roland McFarland, one of the ministers of the Pine Top Church of Christ. I encourage you to open your Bible and to search the Scripture with me to see whether or not the things we teach are true. Acts chapter 17, verse 11, commends the Jews of Berea for searching the Scriptures to see whether or not the things taught by the Apostle Paul were true. That should be our attitude also. If you have questions or comments regarding anything that we teach, we would like the opportunity to study the Bible with you. Check out our website at www.pinetopcoc.org and email us at pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com or like us on Facebook. Our desire and intent is to speak where the Bible speaks and to be silent where the Bible is silent, that we may indeed speak as the oracles of God. We invite you to the services of the Pine Top Church of Christ, 1102 Pine Top Road, Russell Springs, Kentucky, in the Windsor community of Russell County. We have Bible class beginning at 9 a.m. Central Time, followed by our worship service at 9:45, and then meet again at 4:30 Sunday evening. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is before a large multitude of people and goes up a mountain and either speaks openly to the crowd or to his disciples. Many know this chapter well because the beginning of his lesson starts with the paragraph we call the Beatitudes. Many lessons have been made about this lesson, and they would all be great, but I want to move on to the next part of his teaching. Jesus calls his disciples salt in verse 13, which was a valuable commodity during this time, as it preserved food and was a great flavor enhancer. But I want to focus on the next set of verses today. In verse 14 through 16, read, "Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under the bushel, but on the stand, and it shineth unto all that are in the house. Even so, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Jesus uses a metaphor to describe his disciples as light in the world. But why would he make this metaphor? Well, naturally, we understand that light is very helpful for us, for as one of our five major senses, and probably the most dominant sense, is our sense of sight. It's rather hard to see and do when you have no light to help you. Jesus uses this metaphor of light, or a lack thereof, when talking about the Pharisees. These people were supposed to be the most illuminated when talking about the law, but their man-made traditions had obscured God's law, making it of no use for them. In Matthew 15, Jesus is confronted by the Pharisees on account of their tradition of washing hands before eating so as not to consume anything considered common or unclean. Their tradition went beyond God's command, but they upheld those traditions on the same level as God's. In verse 3, Jesus responds, saying, "And he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition?" The Pharisees were neglecting the command of God to honor father and mother by giving funds that would have gone to taking care of their parents to the temple. They would have said that this is better because it was going to God, but in so doing, they were neglecting a command of God. In verse 14, Jesus discusses with his disciples what the Pharisees are like after this conflict. "Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind guide the blind, both shall fall into a pit." The absence of light made the Pharisees blind because they were not following the true light, but had blinded themselves to follow their own way. There are many reasons we should strive to be as light as Jesus said. Number one, God's word is mentioned as light. Psalms 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light on my path." Proverbs 6, verse 23, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life." Many wise sayings from the Old Testament refer to God's commands as a light to guide us along the way. In Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14, it says, "Enter ye in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. For narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few are they that find it." If we are to keep on the narrow way and go through that straight gate, it would benefit us to have light enough to see the path clearly, and God's Word provides just that. We also want to be a light to others because that emulates the two people we want to be like the most. God and Jesus both have been described as light. In John 8, verse 12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Earlier in John 1, verse 4, it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Light and life go hand in hand, as Jesus is the source of both. In similar fashion, in 1 John 1, chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all." So both God and Jesus are described as light. We are encouraged in the Bible to be more like Christ in Ephesians 5, verse 1 and 2. "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." All these things come together, and we see that Jesus' message in Matthew 5 is quite powerful, in that when we are a light unto others, we are showing them the will of God, our Creator, and of Christ, our Savior. This is so powerful because it's not putting an emphasis on ourselves, but on the righteousness of God. So many people today only want to do what they desire, whether it goes along with what God has told us in His Word or not. But when Christians uphold the righteousness of God, people will recognize that and will have to take notice. In Philippians 2, verse 1 through 5, it says, "If there is therefore any exhortation in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender mercies and compassions, make my joy full, that ye may be of the same mind, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, doing nothing through faction or through vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, each counting the other better than himself, not looking each of you to his own things, but each of you also to the things of others. Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. When we walk in the light, we shine brighter than humanity could possibly do on his or her own." The Bible tells us that when we obey the gospel, we put on Christ in Galatians 3, verse 27. This goes along with being a light. Our light is Jesus Christ, who continues to lead others to salvation. God doesn't will these things for us out of selfishness, but as a parent, He knows that if we follow His righteousness, then our lives will be full and beneficial to others, for ourselves and to others around us. In Philippians 2, verse 14 through 16, "Do all things without murmurings and questionings, that ye may become blameless and harmless, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye are seen as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may have whereof to glory in the day of Christ, that I did not run in vain, neither labor in vain." We are to carry on, because many people would simply complain and fight back against things that seem unfair. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Others will be benefited by our light, and our souls will be strengthened for purity by walking in the light as well. As I close today, I want to encourage you to study God's Word daily and more purposefully. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." When we gain knowledge from God's Word, that light shines brighter and brighter in this world. Paul said in Romans 1 verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." God's Word is the light of our Savior, and it is powerful to the salvation of our souls. Always remember that, and keep walking in the light of God. Let's search the Scripture daily, study the context, consider all the inspired writers said, and rightly divide the word of truth. In so doing, I think you will come to the conclusion that there is a God, that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, who gave himself to provide atonement for our sins, that the Bible is his holy word, and that we will face this God on the day of judgment. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." In verse 21, he said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." But then in verse 24, Jesus says, "He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." We show our love for Jesus not by saying how much we love him, but by obeying what he has commanded. His commands are the commands of the Father. Therefore, we need to know what his commandments are, so that we can keep them and thus be ready to stand before him to give an account of our life. Thank you for being a part of this study. Until next Sunday at 7:15, have a blessed week.